Hare Krishna. This big, beautiful temple is filled with so many wonderful devotees. Srila Prabhupada wanted that Krishna consciousness movement must spread and gradually take over the whole world. And it is not just a dream, it will happen. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and His words will never go in vain. So I'm so happy to see how nicely everything is expanding in the beautiful island of Mauritius. I'm sorry to be late. Actually, I was very tired and I fell asleep and they didn't wake me up. And anyway, today is Saturday night, so I'm sorry, today is Friday night. That's what I meant. Today is Friday night, so I think there is no urgency for tomorrow night, right? Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. I came to Mauritius after a long time. And I feel very guilty about it, that I didn't come here for so many years. I'm coming after about 3 years. It was mainly due to my involvement with Abhaycharan project. I was trying to complete it and all my energy was just put into that project. And I didn't want to divert my attention. And as a result of that, I was just going to the places where the shooting was taking me. And last year, I completed the project. But then I got involved with another project. And that project also demanded a lot of my time. And that project is in India. And I decided to spend most of my time in that project. Because unless we give our time in the projects that we undertake, the project will not be successfully accomplished. So that's why when I embarked on this project, I decided that I would first consider whether I am prepared to give that time. And that meant spending 8 months in India. And only when I resolved that I would do that, I decided to embark on that project. At some point, I will show you a short video of that project. that is developing in India. Briefly, I will also explain beforehand how I got involved in that project. But first I'd like to speak about how we must take care of our spiritual life. One of the reasons I am not traveling so much, unless I need to go to some places where it is necessary, is mainly because as I mentioned, that we have to give our time and attention to what we want to achieve. And I felt that one major problem towards our, or in our development, in our in proper expansion and growth, is that most of us, the senior devotees, especially the sannyasis and leading devotees, are traveling all the time. And if we travel, if we're always moving, then we won't be able to focus our attention. And that's why there is a need, very urgent need, for us at some point to reduce our travel and focus our attention in what we want to accomplish. Like, for example, this temple, Mauritius, Krishna Balaram temple, this temple has developed because of Srinikatan Prabhu's commitment to this project. He came, he dedicated his time, and he guided the devotees, and as a result of that, this temple has become so successful. And that's why personally I feel like not only this temple, we see like wherever the leaders gave their time and attention, things develop. Like I remember at one time, His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj used to spend a lot of time in Mauritius, and probably those of you who were involved at the time know like how wonderful it was. And now that he is not able to come here for so many years, it naturally has created a big void. And so that's another one reason. Another reason is, like, generally we tend to think that we must go to the places where we have been involved. But then we begin to realize that at some point the devotees must grow up and learn to take care of themselves. Just like a baby, the baby needs the attention and care of the parents. But then at some point the parents, let the babies, when the babies grow up, let them take care of themselves. And that is how they grow. Otherwise they will always remain babies. They may grow by age, but like, you know, what the penguin mothers do? The penguins are a kind of birds that you find in Arctic region. And penguins are birds of, I mean, they are birds, they generally stay on the land, but a lot of time they spend in the water. Now, a baby penguin doesn't know how to swim in water. Do you know what the mother penguin does? The mother penguin pushes the baby in the water. The baby doesn't want to go, the baby cries. But the mother, somewhat ruthlessly, she pushes the baby into the water. And the baby falls in the water, and that's how the baby learns how to swim. So, there will be a time when we won't be here. Those who are leading devotees today, we won't be here at some point. Many of our leaders are leaving their bodies. Like among our senior godbrothers, His Holiness Gaur Govinda Maharaj was the first one to leave his body. Then Tamal Krishna Maharaj left his body. Then Sridhar Maharaj left his body. And now Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is about to leave his body. So, and these are all very, very exalted leaders of our movement. Now, what do we do when these leading devotees are gone? The junior devotees have to grow up and become senior devotees and take responsibility. And that is how this movement is going to grow. When Prabhupada was present on this planet, why and how this movement expanded in such a wonderful way? In 10 years' time, this movement spread all over the world. Srila Prabhupada did it from nothing. He created a dynasty of Krishna consciousness all over the world. Now, how did it happen? It happened because Prabhupada pushed his leading devotees. He inspired his devotees to go forward and achieve things, spread Krishna consciousness throughout the world, for the sake of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when being inspired by Srila Prabhupada, devotees went to different corners of the world and they started to establish Krishna consciousness. They started to spread Krishna consciousness. And then Prabhupada gave recognition to them. When a devotee went out and achieved something for him, Prabhupada gave him the recognition. He made them the leaders. The leaders during Prabhupada's time were not the individuals who just became leaders because they got a stamp. No, Prabhupada gave the stamp. Prabhupada gave the endorsement. But before giving the endorsement, or Prabhupada gave the endorsement to those who achieved things for him, were powerful individuals. Prabhupada made them GBCs. Prabhupada gave them sannas. Prabhupada made them temple presidents. Prabhupada made them different heads of different areas. And the devotees were also very, very eager to prove their worth to Srila Prabhupada. Their love for Srila Prabhupada was so deep that they would risk their lives and do all kinds of wonderful things for Srila Prabhupada. One such example is His Holiness Bhaktitirtha Maharaj. Bhaktitirtha Maharaj was preaching in Eastern Europe. Those days, Eastern Europe countries, the countries in Eastern Europe were communist countries. And those countries were behind the Iron Curtain. You know what it means, being behind the Iron Curtain? They wouldn't allow any other influence to enter into those countries. They completely sealed themselves up. Because what they were trying to establish were completely opposed to what the world was practicing. The world was practicing capitalism in the name of democracy, according to them. They were calling democracy, but actually they saw that it is capitalism. And they were going to establish they wanted to establish socialism. So they didn't allow any kind of foreign influence, especially American influence, West European influence, to enter into those countries. Now, if they got caught, you know what would have been their consequence? Maybe death sentence or life imprisonment, because they would be treated as a spy. But he risked he risked his life to please Srila Prabhupada. Devotees used to say that just for the sake of Srila Prabhupada's pleasure, they were even prepared to give their lives. And these are the examples. And how did Prabhupada reward them? When Prabhupada went to England on his way to America in 1977, Srila Prabhupada decided to leave the planet. In April, in Rishikesh, Srila Prabhupada decided to go to Vrindavan to give up his body. But then, due to the request of the devotees, Prabhupada decided to stay on. And then Srila Prabhupada went to London during Janmashtami and Vyas Puja. At that time, all the devotees, most of the devotees, those who were in Europe, they came to London to meet Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktitirtha Maharaj also came to see Srila Prabhupada. And you know what Prabhupada did? Prabhupada called him close to him. And he hugged him, embraced him. And Prabhupada said, "Your life has been successful." So when one is blessed by Srila Prabhupada that his life has been successful, what does it mean? It means that at the end of this life he is going to go back to Godhead. He is going to go back to the spiritual sky. And this was the reward. The devotees offered their lives to Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada assured them that they are going to go back to Godhead. And a pure devotee's words are not going to go in vain. So we have so many such, not so many, but many such wonderful examples. The devotees, Prabhupada's leading devotees, risk their lives. Another devotee, probably most of you don't even know him, never even heard of him. He's another god brother of ours, Shudi Prabhu. He was a young American boy, only 18 years old. And he used to see that how everyone was doing so, trying to do so many things to please Srila Prabhupada. And he also wanted to do something to please Srila Prabhupada. He wanted to go to some place where nothing was there. And he decided to go to South Africa. And it is he who actually started the preaching in South Africa. Just an 18-year-old boy. And he had also gone through many difficulties. He took a lot of risks. Because South Africa those days was apartheid, and they were very strict about so many things, like, you know, apartheid government didn't allow the intermingling of different races. A white man couldn't interact with or intermingle with Indians or blacks. Or similarly, blacks or Indians couldn't intermingle with the Europeans. And Srila Prabhu went, and who could he preach to? Where could he have programs? In the houses of the Indians. And he was arrested. But of course his parents came and rescued him. His father came from America and then got him out of the prison. So this is how the devotees risk their lives to do things for Srila Prabhupada, so that they could also be blessed and their human form of life could become successful. We have to remember that Prabhupada's blessings are still there. Prabhupada is still there. Prabhupada's blessings are still there. Prabhupada is still watching our movements. Prabhupada is watching what we are doing for him. And if we want to fulfill our lives, then we have to do something to please Srila Prabhupada by spreading Krishna consciousness in this world. We should not become complacent and think, well, I am chanting 16 rounds, I am following the four regulative principles, and I am a devotee. That's good, that's very good. But Prabhupada wants something more from you. Just chanting 16 rounds and following four regulative principles is not enough. Everyone has to try to spread this movement in order to fulfill the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not that we have to do something impossible, but to whatever extent, according to our ability, we must try to push this movement forward. Ramchandra was building the bridge, as you know. He was building the bridge across the ocean. Hanuman and big monkeys were bringing huge mountain peaks and boulders and throwing them in the ocean. There was a small squirrel. He was also throwing some sands in the ocean. When Lord Ramchandra saw that, Ramchandra picked the squirrel up on his lap. And he patted the squirrel because he was so pleased with the squirrel. That even that little squirrel was trying to render some service to him according to his ability. And that's why it is said that the squirrel had five stripes on his back. Four stripes actually, due to Ramchandra's fingerprints on his back. Because Ramchandra blessed the squirrel. So this is how the Supreme Personality becomes pleased when he sees that we are trying to do something for his pleasure. We don't have to become giants. We don't have to become supermen. But we can just be whatever we are and try to do something for spreading Krishna consciousness to please Srila Prabhupada, please Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like that's what Prabhupada was doing also. He was pushing everybody. Try to do your best. Now do better. Now keep doing even better. And better. And better. And that is how we achieve perfection. In Krishna consciousness, we can never come to a situation when we think that fine, now I can relax. No. The way we relax is by pushing ourselves harder. Do more. And you know how Prabhupada used to push? The book distribution. Every year Prabhupada pushed. Next year, or this year, you do double last year's score. Double it. That was Prabhupada's mantra. He was never satisfied. Double it. And devotees doubled it. And that is how Krishna consciousness movement spread. Otherwise, can you imagine how in 10 years' time, in the short span of 10 years' time, this movement could spread the way it did? And everyone was blissful being pushed by Srila Prabhupada in this way. Double it. Double it. How many books you distributed? 10,000. Okay. This year's quota, 20,000. The next year, how many books? 20,000? 40,000. So this, now that Prabhupada left it up to us, now Prabhupada is not pushing us, Prabhupada is not coming and telling us that we have to double it, but we must take it upon ourselves. Don't you know that the spiritual master is present in two forms? In his vapu and in his vani. In his physical form, physical presence, and through his instructions, he is present. And more important of these two is the vani, the instructions. So even when the spiritual master's vapu disappears, but his vani remains. And his vani is eternal. His form also is eternal. We may not, at some point in time, may not see him in his physical form, but he is present always. And especially through his vani, he is always present with us in our hearts. So we have to take it upon ourselves. These are Prabhupada's instructions. Double it. If I did so much this year, next year I have to double it. How I'm going to double it, I don't know. But if I sincerely desire it for the sake of pleasing Srila Prabhupada and Sri Krishna, Krishna will make it happen. Do you think Hanuman was wondering how to jump the ocean and go to Lanka? Jump across the ocean and go to Lanka? Was Hanuman thinking that how am I going to make it? Will I be able to make it? No. Hanuman's confidence was that I am doing it for Ramchandra and Ramchandra will empower me. And if it doesn't empower me and I just don't make it and drown in the ocean, doesn't matter. Because if I die serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I'll be glorified. He will take care of me. That is the faith of a devotee. Now consider, Hanuman jumped across the ocean. It was an impossible task. But consider an even more impossible task. Lakshman was hit by Shakti shell. Indrajit used the Shakti weapon. And Lakshman actually was dead. Lakshman, like you can well imagine, like somebody is hit by such a weapon and he is lying unconscious. So what's the condition? You know, like everybody thought that Lakshman was dead. Of course, Lakshman never dies. These are the pastimes. The Lord is playing the pastimes, acting a drama on the stage. So Lakshman is dead. Then Shushen, the Ayurvedic doctor, he came, he was brought in, and he said the only thing that can revive Lakshman or brought him back to life is a herb called Vishalakarani. Now where can he find Vishalakarani? Vishalakarani is available only in Gandhamadan mountain. Where is Gandhamadan mountain? Gandhamadan mountain is in the Himalayan mountain, in the middle of Himalayan mountain, a mountain range. Right? Now Hanuman said, okay, I'll go and get it. Now consider, when he jumped to Lanka, it was from the shore, the northern tip of India subcontinent to Sri Lanka. And that the distance was nothing compared to jumping all the way to Himalaya. On the northern part of India. But Hanuman said, okay, I'll go and get it. Now he came to Gandhamadan Parvat and then he realized that he doesn't know how to identify Vishalakarani because he is not an Ayurvedic doctor. So he didn't know how to identify this herb, this medicinal herb. So, and not much time left because it had to reach there before the sunrise. Because if Lakshman didn't get the medicine before sunrise, he would die. So Hanuman, what did Hanuman do? He had only one option open. Right? Pick up the entire mountain and take it to Lanka. Did Hanuman succeed? He did. Now, how come he succeeded? What was the secret behind Hanuman's success? Because he had full confidence that if he is trying to do something for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he will empower him. And that is the attitude, that is the confidence of a devotee. I'm doing it not for anything else. I'm not doing it for my name and fame. I'm not doing it for any personal aggrandizement. I'm not doing it for my sense gratification. I'm not doing it for any other reason but for the pleasure of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is what makes a devotee a pure devotee. His intention to serve the Lord is what makes him pure. So, and that is why a devotee has to push. Like, consider. Like, isn't it doubling it for Hanuman also? He crossed the ocean to Lanka. But now, he doubled it. Like, now he'll have to go to Gandhamadan Parvat. So that jump was much longer. And now, he'll have to carry the entire mountain back to Lanka. Did he succeed? Yes. And who was pushing him? Lord Ramchandra was pushing him. Lord Ramchandra wanted us to see. He wanted the entire world to see how he empowers his devotees. So all we have to do, all a devotee has to do is to desire to serve with a pure intention, just to please him. It is necessary to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. It is necessary. Therefore, let me do it. To spread Krishna consciousness in every town and village, it is necessary. Therefore, let me do it. We have to assign ourselves with the task. Let us do it. Let's go ahead and do it. Are you satisfied with the situation of Mauritius? Huh? Are you? Yeah, I can see from your face, from your silence I can see that you are not satisfied. I mean, situation of Mauritius means the way Krishna consciousness is in Mauritius. It's nice, it has expanded considerably, but we know that lot more needs to be done. Lot more needs to be done. Now, we have to consider what can we do to spread this movement here. So I'll request you all to please take it upon yourselves. What is necessary, what is needed to spread this movement here? You all are here, you all have the responsibility to spread Krishna consciousness here. And this is your field, and this is the field where you are going to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead through your service. So please continue to serve. And I can assure you that you will be most wonderfully rewarded for doing that. And what can be a greater reward than going back to Godhead, going back to the spiritual sky? So Prabhupada said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And spread Krishna consciousness and go back to spiritual sky. So, yes, chant and be happy. You can become happy by chanting. But spreading Krishna consciousness, and double it, make it a point that this year you're going to make one devotee. This year, 1 year's time to make one devotee is not very difficult. If we put our time and energy sincerely, then yes, at least we can make one devotee. And then next year, if you already met, instead of one devotee, if you met two devotees, then next year what will you do? Will you think that, well, I have already completed my quota, so this year I can relax? No. Consider that this year I have to double it. I have to make 4 devotees. And in this way, if we sincerely try to spread this movement, eventually the whole world will become Krishna conscious. It is actually depending upon us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can make this world Krishna conscious in no time. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He can make this world Krishna conscious in no time. He can spread Krishna consciousness in every town and village in no time. If he can say, let there be light, and there was light. If he can achieve things like that, if by his will innumerable planets and universes can float in that space, then why can't he make at least one world Krishna conscious, one planet Krishna conscious? He can. For him it is nothing. But why doesn't he do that? Do you know why he doesn't do that? Very good. Yes. He wants to give the credit to his devotees. He wants to give the credit to his devotees. He could, if he did it, then everybody would say, okay, the Lord did it. But when such wonderful things happen through his devotees, then the world recognizes the glory of his devotee. As we are seeing, Srila Prabhupada achieved an impossible mission. Can you imagine in 10 years what Prabhupada achieved in just 10 years' time? In 1965, Prabhupada goes to America. Literally penniless. He didn't have any money with him. Not only he didn't have any money with him, he didn't even know anybody. He didn't even know what he was going to eat there in America. He didn't even know whether he'll have any place to stay in America. In such uncertainty, Prabhupada goes there. And during his passage through this ocean in a cargo ship, Prabhupada had 2 heart attacks. Can you imagine a 70-year-old person traveling in a cargo ship? We fly in aeroplanes and we feel that, oh, we are jet-lagged. Right? I mean, what it meant to travel all the way from India to America in a cargo ship, how difficult it must have been. And there, also, he is not just a young man, he is 70 years old. And in the ship he had, during the passage, he had 2 heart attacks. And no treatment, because there was no doctor in the ship. There was no one to take care of him. And Prabhupada didn't even know that he had a heart attack. You know how Prabhupada realized that he had a heart attack? When Prabhupada was in the West Coast, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco, Prabhupada had another attack. And then the doctor said that it was a heart attack. And then Prabhupada realized what he had in the ship was the same thing. So a 70-year-old man, after 2 heart attacks, what is his health condition? He must have been his health must have been completely shattered. And in that state, he goes to America in total uncertainty and he starts to spread Krishna consciousness. And then, in 10 years' time, he spread it all over the United States. I'm sorry, not only all over the United States, all over the world. All over the world. United States was just the beginning. So these examples are there, in one hand, to recognize the glory of a devotee, and also to develop the confidence that if we want to do something for Krishna, Krishna will help us. Once Prabhupada was speaking to one of his old acquaintances, a very prominent Ayurvedic doctor from Calcutta, who was also a member of Legislative Assembly. He was a politician also. But that man was 90 years old at that time. And he came to Mayapur to treat Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada was still talking to him. And Prabhupada was telling him how, after he met with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1922, since that time he had been thinking of fulfilling his desire by spreading Krishna consciousness all over the world. And at that time he thought that he would run his business, make a lot of money, go to the West and spread Krishna consciousness. But he didn't succeed in his business. But then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him to the West, he sent him as a pauper, as a penniless person. And then he made it happen. And Prabhupada said that this way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made me realize that when we try to serve the Lord, we don't have to think about the resources. He will provide. He will provide. If our intention is pure, if our endeavor is earnest, then He will provide, He will give. He will bring, Lakshmi Devi will give everything that you need. So that is how we must generate our confidence from the achievements of pure devotees like Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. What's the time now?
8:30.
Okay, 8:30. So now is the time for the opening of the altar?
9.
Oh, 9 o'clock. Okay, okay. Okay, then should we show the video?
Yes.
Then we... Srinjay, where is the video? And is it set up already? Or not set up? Where? We have to go outside?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay, what do you think? Like, okay, we can go there and watch it and come back then. And then attend the Arati. Hare Krishna. All glory is to Srila Prabhupada. Give it to them. Thank you.